Chapter 9. The World of Art. Unit 18. The Making of Beautiful Batiks.
The art of dyeing fabrics can be complex and time-consuming. One type of dyeing requiring a high level of skill is the ancient art of batik. Batik is an Indonesian word that means wax-written. The term is used today to describe a fascinating dyeing practice that uses wax to dye fabrics. Batiks contain detailed designs and are done with brilliant colors. Though the origins of batik are unknown, by the 13th century it was an important art form in Java. Batik requires a great deal of patience and attention to detail. The process of batik practice is believed to help the artist develop spiritual discipline. The design is said to leave an impression on the fabric as well as on the soul of the artist who makes the image. There are many stages with this method of dyeing. The batik artist first stretches the fabric over a wood frame before beginning the detailed work. A device called a canting is used to add hot dye-resistant wax to areas of the fabric that the artist wishes to protect from dyeing. The fabric absorbs the wax, which then cools and hardens. The artist must work quickly in a steady manner to make sure that the wax application is even. Although it is possible to draw a design directly onto the fabric with hot wax, careful batik artists first draw their designs on the fabric to avoid errors. These designs may be traced from patterns or drawn freehand. After gaining plenty of experience, the artist may become skilled enough to draw intricate designs directly onto the fabric. A third, more simplistic option is also readily available to batik artists. Rather than applying wax to the fabric freehand or tracing a pattern previously drawn onto the fabric in wax, the artist can use a stamp. Batik stamps are known as caps. Caps are made out of copper and have impressions of commonly used designs on them, so the artist simply fills the cap with hot wax and stamps the impression onto the fabric. After one side of the fabric is finished, it is turned over and wax is applied to the other side. This ensures that the wax is absorbed by the fabric. This step is important in order to prevent the dye from reaching the other side of the fabric. If the dye can access the fabric from the other side, the whole process will be ruined. Young girls will often learn the craft by copying their mother's work on the reverse side of the fabric. Finally, before dyeing begins, the waxed fabric must be washed with soap and water. The next step is to dye the fabric. Today, dyeing usually involves using synthetic dyes, but traditionally, dyes were produced from natural sources such as plants and chicken blood. If the artist chooses to use more than two colors, a small brush or similar tool is used to paint dyed patterns on different parts of the fabric. Then, more wax is applied to these patterns to protect the colors. The whole fabric is then ready to be dipped in a vat full of dye, removed, and hung to dry. After the fabric is dry, the batik artist may still have quite a bit of work cut out for him or herself. The whole procedure can be repeated any number of times, depending on how many colors are to appear in the final product. After the first dyeing, the artist may wish to remove some of the wax by scraping it off or remove all of it by boiling it out. Then, the wax must be reapplied to carefully protect the areas that have now been dyed before proceeding to add a new color to the fabric. The final result is a colorful, intricate design with the marks of a handcraft.